Quantum Leap. When I was nearly 9, I rode through clouds of butterflies behind a team of Belgian mares, mowing an alfalfa field where no tractor had ever run. When I was just past 21, uniformed in Air Force blue with gold bars on my epaulets, I was assigned to the free world's first intercontinental Atlas missile wing. It was a quantum leap, nothing I controlled. I could not know how far I'd go or how fast I'd get there. There were no maps to show the route from fields of hay to missile sites, no signs on two-lane highways and dusty gravel roads to warn me of the coming speed of change. Years later, when I returned to the there from which I came to try to understand what made me what I am, I found a foreign country I'd passed through when I was young.